Now that the Randall Carrick case is in the hands of the jury, all prosecutors and defense attorneys can do is wait to see if jurors decide if he's guilty of voluntary manslaughter and shooting Jonathan Farrell 10 times. Scott Broyles knows what waiting for jurors is like. He's a former federal prosecutor who now teaches criminal law at the Charlotte School of Law, and he joins us now to discuss the trial. You were at the courthouse yesterday to watch closing arguments. What stood out to you?
Well, Marshall, it was a very long series of closings. One thing that struck me was it almost seemed as though the defense was taking the role of the prosecution and the prosecution taking the role of the defense.
So is that something that surprises you, this sort of role reversal?
It is surprising, but when you think of how both the prosecution and the defense are trying to present their cases to the jury, it makes a certain amount of sense because the prosecution is trying to concentrate on the events immediately surrounding the shooting. What they want the jury to focus in on is unarmed man, 12 shots, 10 of which hit, and their argument that Officer Carrick had options available and therefore he acted unreasonably.
Now, were there specific statements or accusations from either side yesterday that surprised you?
There were some. There was more exchange lawyer, kind of fighting lawyer, losing sight of the picture, which I think was distracting. One thing that caught my eye was when Assistant Attorney General Postal basically stated that Officer Little was not telling the truth.
Other officers who was there that night.
Right. Little was the one with Officer Carrick and Officer Neal, and Little's the one who shot with the taser, which missed Mr. Farrell.
And the prosecution did not call Little because?
Prosecution did not call Little because basically Little was supporting Officer Carrick's account, and perhaps they wanted to get him on cross-examination and ask leading questions once the defense presented his testimony.
Adrian Harris, another one of the prosecutors, said of Carrick, I'm not going to say he's a bad person, but he made a bad choice. Now, is it unusual to give the impression that a defendant accused of shooting someone multiple times is not a monster? Or is this a common tactic to tell jurors, hey, it's okay to convict someone that they may think is a decent guy?
I think you've got to go case by case, and I think the prosecution was correct because everything that we've seen and everything that the jury has seen is that Officer Carrick is not a mean fellow, not a monster, and it was just sensible to acknowledge that in front of the jury.
Well, when making an argument like that or any other argument, I mean, how do you account for people's different reactions with the point that you're trying to make? Is it a matter of your style or your tone when speaking to jurors?
I think that lawyers often pay too much attention to stylistic concerns. What you want to do is come across as credible and sincere to the jury. That's the bottom line. And I think on a couple of occasions, particularly Ms. Postel did not satisfy that.
And that's the prosecution.
That's the prosecution, correct.
Jurors are considering only one charge, voluntary manslaughter. They were not given the option of convicting Carrick of a lesser charge. Does that make their job harder or easier? Does it have an effect?
My speculation on why the prosecution did what it did was, for one thing, voluntary manslaughter, involuntary manslaughter are somewhat inconsistent charges. But more to the point, I think the prosecution did not want to give the jury an out by saying, we are going to find him guilty, but we're sympathetic towards him, so we'll give him a lesser count. They want to go all in. This is your only choice. Find him guilty of this or not. We're not going to give you an out by giving you the possibility of a lesser charge.
And I have to ask while you're here, any idea how long the jury may take to deliberate?
No. The jury is very unpredictable. If I were required to give an answer here about my guess, what would the verdict be, I would probably say a hung jury. I think there are grounds for jurors to decide both ways, although I think the defense has the slightly stronger case.
Scott Broyles is a former federal prosecutor. He now teaches at the Charlotte School of Law, and he's been following the Randall Carrick trial. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And, of course, we will bring you full coverage of the verdict once it is reached.